But that leads us into our next segment for the evening, and that is Speaking of Listening with Dr. Arne Buss. Now, he received an undergraduate degree in psychology at Rutgers University and a PhD in operations research at Cornell. He's been teaching at the Naval Postgraduate School for the past 20 years. And prior to that, he taught operations management at Washington University in St. Louis. Now, he's been studying effective communication and relationship building for the past 12 years, as well as teaching and facilitating classes for the last six. So he's got a wide experience with this. And he was also runner-up or semifinalist in the Toastmasters World Championship of Public Speaking. So that means he can talk. So he's with us here the first and third Thursdays of every month, along with Israel. So he'll be here today and back on the 19th for Speaking of Listening. Let's listen to Dr. Arne Buss.
Well, thank you, Solisar, and welcome to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio. I'm your host for this segment, Arne Buss. And today I'm going to share with you some secrets that will help you become an effective listener. But before we get to that, I want to let you know about some upcoming classes on effective communication and relationship building that I will be giving. One will be on the weekend of March 29th and 30th, right here on the Monterey Peninsula, and another on April 11th and 12th. The classes run on a Saturday and a Sunday from 9:30 to 5:30. And furthermore, if you're a marriage and family therapist or a licensed clinical social worker, you can earn up to 16 continuing education units for taking one of these classes. Please contact me if you want more information at ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com. So we're speaking of listening, and just to recap what we've talked about last time, we talked about the two different ways of reacting and the one way of responding. When somebody says something, we can come at them by reacting from the parent, which is a place of judgment and ego, or we can come from a place of the child, which is that of a victim. These are both reactive and don't lead to more effective communication. If we come from the aware heart, if we listen from our heart, then we respond and we don't react. And that helps build a connection, a communication connection, a vibrational connection between you and the other person. So we're going to focus on how to become a more effective listener. When you come to my classes, we spend many hours working on both deconstructing some of the ineffective ways that we listen as well as the more effective ways. And there's also much more that goes on in the classes. But when you have a conversation with someone, there are a few different ways of that it goes. One is basically neutral. Most conversations are really kind of neutral. Like somebody says, I finished that report I was working on, or what's for dinner? Or did you read the papers? Or how about this weather? What about them giants? Or I ran into Mary, your friend at Whole Foods. For most of those interactions, you know, the way that we usually respond is perfectly okay because it doesn't lead to problems. On the other hand, somebody who's might be a friend, might be a spouse, a significant other, or a coworker, they might express something they're not okay with somebody else. In other words, they're maybe complaining or expressing some kind of feeling about how they feel, but it's not about you. They might say, you know, oh, do you believe what Julie just did? Or my boss made me so mad. That jerk cut me off on the way home. Can you believe the way people drive around here? So that's what we're going to be focusing on today. The third way is when somebody is not okay with something you've done, criticism. So I'm going to talk about how to respond to criticism in a future segment. But for today, we're going to focus on just how to talk, how to respond when somebody's not okay with something that somebody else, not you, has done, or said, or not done, or not said. It's amazing the various ways that people can piss us off. First, I'm going to tell you, though, how we often react, and it doesn't lead to a good response. One of the most natural things we do is to give advice or offer solutions. So, you know, here's what I think you should do. Or, you know, you should tell her that, or, you know, why don't you try doing this? Interestingly enough, no matter how good that advice is, it's actually a barrier to effective communication. Because you're really conveying the message that, you know better than they do, and really underlying that, they're kind of an idiot for not thinking of it. Offering suggestions is not much better at all. You know that happened to me, and what I did really worked, and I think, you ought to do that too. Questioning and interrogating, what did you do that this would happen? You must have done something. Sometimes we like to play armchair psychologists. We analyze them. If you had a better childhood, then you get along better with your boss. Has anybody ever said things like that to you? Do you remember how it felt? Probably not very good. You're my friend, not my analyst. Or we might moralize or judge. If you shouldn't be driving so fast. Then you wouldn't have so many problems on the road. Or, if you learned how to get along better with your boss, then maybe you wouldn't have so many problems. If we moralize and we judge, and how often do we do that? But how does it feel to be on the receiving end of that moralizing and judgment? Even sympathizing, which you think would pause a connection, actually comes across as condescending. Oh, you poor thing. Oh, I know just how you feel. That just generally doesn't feel very good when you're on the receiving end. And yet we say all these things. Now, when you go through this, I know what you're probably thinking. You say, well, what's left? If I can't give advice or offer a suggestion or sympathize or judge or tell them what to do, then I got nothing to say. Well, by the end of this segment, we will have something. But until then, I want to add to the things that turn out to be ineffective. I'm not going to say the word "you shouldn't," because that's one of the words that I encourage you to avoid. You've heard the phrase, "don't should on me." The problem with the word "should" is that if you should be doing something, but you're not, then why aren't you? It conveys a message that you're kind of an idiot. The other word to avoid is "but." Now, the thing about "but" is "but" negates everything that's been said before it. You're such a compassionate person, but this time, I've heard it said that especially when the other person's angry, you should avoid the word "but." That is, never stick your butt in the face of an angry person. Or even things like, I hear you say, or what I'm hearing you say, or if I hear you right, or I understand, or I see. Things like that come across as condescending. So to start with, let's talk about level one of listening. So if you haven't come and taken the classes, then what can you do? Well, the first thing you can do is, instead of saying something back right away, start by being silent. When you hear somebody complain, your first reaction might be to tell them what to do, offer them one of the various ways that I've said are ineffective. Why not try just being quiet? Did you know if you rearrange the letters of "listen," they turn into "silent"? Silence is golden, we've all heard. Now, you don't have to sit there like a mummy. I mean, you can sometimes have little sounds like mm or oh or mm, to just to indicate that you're there. Show interest with your body and facial expressions. You know, if you're having a conversation with someone, don't let your eyes be wandering all around the room, no matter how hot the woman that walks in it or so the guy. So if you show interest and are completely connected with the person through your face and your body, then you don't necessarily have to say anything. So let me give you an example of that. So somebody says, "Can you believe what my boss just did to me?" Now, if you were paying close attention, you would have seen that I was leaning forward, I had an interested expression on my face, and I was keeping eye contact with you. And if you didn't see that, well, pay better attention next time. So that's one thing that you can do immediately. That is, you may think some of the reactions that you might normally have in your head, but just don't say them and see if you can put them out of your mind and pay closer attention to what the person is saying. One of the ways that this helps is that often when we're listening to someone, even if we're not saying anything, mentally we're really not engaged with them. We're not present. We're kind of tapping our foot, waiting for them to stop talking so we can say what we have to say. That's not really being present to the other person. That's being present only to our own thoughts. And you can be present to your own thoughts on your own time. When you're with another person, it's always more effective for the relationship to be with that other person, to connect with them. And so if you can listen silently and establish that connection. You don't have to learn any fancy techniques. It does require a bit of mindfulness, because as with meditation, a lot of times these thoughts come unbidden into your mind, and so it can be helpful to just notice them and put them aside and pay attention to what the other person is saying. In a way, you can think of what the other person is saying as a focus point, not just to what the words they're saying are, but their emotions, paying attention to their body language, to their facial expressions, to the tone of their voice. So listening silently, silence is golden. Now, the only problem with this is that how does the other person really know that you've gotten them? How do they know that you really understand what it is that they're saying specifically? Well, that's where a more effective approach comes in, and that's what I call tracking. Now, the idea of tracking is that you're actually engaging in a conversation with a dialogue, as it were, with the other person. So you're not just listening silently, you're more actively engaged with what they're saying. And yet, in terms of where you are responding, you're being more passive in your response. In other words, you're saying things, and yet you're not really leading the conversation anywhere. You're simply following where they're going, hence the word tracking. So beforehand, be sure that you're in your aware heart. Be sure that you're not triggered, that you're not feeling like a victim, or you're not feeling judgmental. And be sure that you can take the time to have this dialogue with this person. Now, a few mechanics about it. The one simple rule that I teach at the beginning is to avoid the pronoun I. And the reason for that is because the whole focus should be on the other person. And for me, the other person is you. So phrases like, "I hear you say," or "I understand," or "if I hear you right," are not ones that are encouraged with this because they put the attention on the listener rather than keeping it on the speaker. Only use the pronoun you. And often the phrase, so you, is an excellent way to begin a response. So the tracking process focuses primarily on the feelings and on the desires of the other person. If it comes up, it's because it's not a neutral conversation. And remember, I was saying that the impetus for this is the other person has a problem with someone else, but not you. That is to focus more on their feelings, the why of what they're saying, rather than on what the thoughts they're expressing, namely the what. Unless they're very inarticulate, they're probably expressing the what of what happened pretty well, so you really don't need to reflect that back to them. Instead, begin with the word so you and see what words follow. Ideally, you can track them down to what is called a lookup, which is when they indicate that they're ready to move to a resolution. The power of this is that their ultimate solution comes from within them, and all you've done is be a facilitator for helping them find the answer that they're looking for in themselves, not giving it from the outside. So here are a few examples. Someone might be, my boss said that I'm not working fast enough, and he'll fire me if I don't shape up. Now think for a moment of how you would respond to that. You could react by giving advice, well, why don't you work faster? Or you could play ain't he awful about the boss. Well, you know, that boss is just he's being ridiculous. Or, you poor thing. Or, a tracking response would be, so you're finding it, so you that caught you by surprise. Or, so you're finding it hard to meet the boss's requirements. Or you're finding his demands to be unreasonable. So you're concerned about whether or not you'll be able to keep your job. Depending on exactly the tone of voice that they said, any one of these might be a reasonable way to respond. Or how about this one? Can you believe I got a speeding ticket? I wasn't going faster than anyone else. You might say, so it surprised you that you were the one that got the ticket. Yeah. And you felt it wasn't deserved. Well, I was speeding. So, remember that when listening to someone else, avoid the ineffective responses that come from the judge or the victim. Learn to track and learn to listen. You have been listening to Speaking of Listening. Thank you for joining me today. You can listen to Speaking on Listening every first and third Thursday, 5:35, right here on Good Vibrations Radio. To learn more about effective listening and much more at my workshops, you can email me at ahbus@consciousawareheart.com, like me on Facebook at AwareHeart, or follow me on Twitter at Effect5Com. That's with two M's. Until next time, remember, listen with your heart.
I want to thank Dr. Arnie Buss for sharing Speaking of Listening with us here this evening, and hopefully you picked up some of those tips of listening with your aware heart. So you've been listening, apparently, to what he's been saying. So remember, listen and silent all have the same letters. So listen is about being silent. I love that. And so go ahead and go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com, connect over to Dr. Arnie Buss's website where he has his seminars and other information listed, and make sure you stay in touch March 19th when he's back here, 5:35 p.m. right here on Good Vibrations Radio. Now we're going to close out this evening by going to something that you may not have expected. Because after all, I think that there needs to be peace on earth. So we're going to do a little Vince Gill as a closeout. But first, we're going to have this commercial break, and then we'll be back with more Good Vibrations Radio.